Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 5th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
PayMedics TempoPay names David Kinsey, Vice President of Sales. PayMedics TempoPay has appointed David Kinsey as Vice President of Sales amidst a period of rapid growth. Kinsey, with a strong background in healthcare and employee benefits, will lead sales initiatives to expand the PayMedics TempoPay solution and cultivate relationships in the healthcare industry, focusing on the Southeast region. CEO Tom Policelli highlights the increased interest in their financing solutions. Kinsey's prior experience at Aetna and Cigna Healthcare makes him a valuable addition to the team. His goal is to provide employers with a financial safety net for employees, reducing absenteeism and improving retention. PayMedics TempoPay aims to revolutionize healthcare payments by ensuring access to care without financial barriers.
Analysis found weight loss surgery may help people with obesity manage high blood pressure. Analysis of 18 randomized clinical trials found that people with obesity and high blood pressure who underwent bariatric surgery were almost three times more likely to achieve blood pressure remission and maintain control compared to peers treated with medication and lifestyle adjustments. Over a 1 to 5 year follow-up, those who had weight loss surgery were seven times more likely to reduce the number of medications needed to manage their blood pressure. Bariatric surgery is shown to be an effective treatment for obesity-related high blood pressure, improving overall heart health and reducing cardiovascular disease risk. Future research should focus on long-term outcomes and cost-effectiveness of different bariatric procedures for optimal patient selection.
High blood pressure, a concern for adolescents and young adults in U.S. Two separate studies presented at the American Heart Association's Hypertension Scientific Sessions 2024 reveal concerning trends in high blood pressure among young adults and children in the U.S. The first study showed that nearly 3% of young adults aged 18 to 39 had high blood pressure, with higher rates of uninsured, food insecurity, and low income compared to older adults. The second study found that 8.7% of youths aged 8 to 19 had elevated blood pressure, and 5.4% had high blood pressure. These findings underscore the importance of policies and programs to support youth and young adults in maintaining good cardiovascular health through routine screening and early treatment for high blood pressure.
Remote monitoring and pharmacist helped improve hard-to-control blood pressure. A study presented at the American Heart Association's Hypertension Scientific Sessions 2024 revealed that up to 74% of adults with treatment-resistant high blood pressure were able to lower their blood pressure below 190 millimeters Hg within a year. This was achieved through a program combining remote blood pressure monitoring with pharmacist interactions. Participants interacted with pharmacists via telehealth, leading to medication adjustments and improved adherence. Results showed that pharmacist interactions were associated with greater blood pressure improvement and fewer hospitalizations. The study, conducted in central and northeast Pennsylvania, aimed to provide high-risk patients with better blood pressure control and reduce hospitalizations. The program involved remote monitoring, pharmacist co-management, and real-time access to a nurse during business hours. The findings suggest that this collaborative model can help address issues with delayed medication adjustments and improve patient outcomes.
Popular home blood pressure monitoring cuff devices may not fit some U.S. adults. Preliminary research presented at the American Heart Association's Hypertension Scientific Sessions 2024 reveals that popular at-home blood pressure monitor cuffs may not properly fit up to 18 million U.S. adults, with nearly 12% of Black adults affected. This sizing issue could lead to inaccurate blood pressure measurements. To address this disparity, researchers suggest manufacturers and retailers offer a wider selection of cuff sizes. The study underscores the importance of using the correct cuff size for accurate blood pressure monitoring, especially as nearly half of U.S. adults have high blood pressure. For equitable diagnosis and management of high blood pressure, it is crucial to prioritize diverse cuff sizes that accommodate a wider range of arm circumferences. Prescribing the future, how MangoRx is shaking up telemedicine with a fresh platform. Since COVID-19, telemedicine has been expanding significantly, with 44% of physicians using it at least weekly and 40% daily in the U.S. in 2023. MangoRx, in collaboration with Surescripts, has transitioned its telemedicine platform to a newly developed DEA-approved system, allowing for the prescription of controlled substances. The company plans to introduce new weight loss treatment options, including an oral dissolvable GLP-1 tablet branded as Slim and Trim. This move is expected to substantially increase revenue and enhance patient care. MangoRx emphasizes its commitment to regulatory compliance and innovation, with a focus on revolutionizing patient care in the telemedicine industry. The new system is fully HIPAA compliant and includes robust security measures to protect patient data. The company's redesigned website and user interface aim to optimize customer experience and improve operational efficiency. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, TLO, featured in local ABC exclusive showing positive outcomes of proposed age reversal pill in dogs. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, a preclinical pharma company, is making strides in longevity science with its leading drug compound, Telomere 1. This novel molecule aims to regenerate telomeres, the protective DNA structures, to potentially reverse age-related conditions. In a recent ABC News segment, two senior dogs treated with Telomere 1 showed promising outcomes, including complete remission of terminal cancer and improved mobility. CEO Erez Aminov highlighted the groundbreaking potential of Telomere 1, emphasizing the company's dedication to advancing longevity science. With positive preclinical trials and potential applications in the veterinary market, Telomere 1 may offer a new approach to combat aging in both humans and pets. Stay tuned for more updates as Telomere Pharmaceuticals continues its research in the quest for age reversal.
Mainz Biomed, NASDAQ, MYNZ, and Liquid Biosciences team up to fight pancreatic cancer with early detection tool. Mainz Biomed, a molecular genetics diagnostic company, has partnered with Liquid Biosciences to potentially add pancreatic cancer detection to its ColoAlert screening test. Liquid Biosciences utilizes AI technology to identify effective drugs and therapies. Mainz's PancAlert screening test combines genetic and microbiome biomarkers to detect pancreatic cancer early. Promising results from the collaboration have shown potential for early detection. Pancreatic cancer is a deadly disease with high mortality rates, expected to become the second leading cause of cancer deaths by 2030. Mainz's collaboration with Liquid Biosciences aims to bring AI-powered early detection to this critical problem in cancer research. Aclarion launches surgeon partnership to apply NosaSkin's AI technology to personal injury and workers' compensation market. Aclarion, Inc., a healthcare technology company, announced the launch of a program in New Jersey to develop a network of providers using NosaSkin for personal injury and workers' compensation cases. Dr. Justin Kubek of Ocean Pain and Spine will lead this effort to improve the evaluation of chronic low back pain patients. NosaSkin measures biomarkers in the lumbar disc to provide objective data for treatment plans. The company plans to expand to other markets in the U.S. to enhance the evaluation process for workers' compensation and personal injury claims involving the neck and back, aiming to provide appropriate treatments and financial compensation to patients.
Avadim Holdings, Inc. receives innovative technology contract from Vizient for TheraWorks Protect. Avadim Holdings Inc.'s TheraWorks Protect has received an innovative technology contract from Vizient Inc., the nation's largest provider-driven healthcare performance improvement company. The contract, based on the recommendation of hospital experts, signifies unique qualities that could improve the healthcare industry. TheraWorks Protect is an advanced hygiene and barrier system trusted by hospitals for infection control. Avadim Health CEO Keith Daniels expressed excitement for the opportunity to impact patient care. Vizient's innovative technology program evaluates products for innovation in healthcare, with a focus on enhancing clinical care and patient safety. Avadim Holdings, Inc., based in Swannanoa, North Carolina, aims to empower people to lead healthier lives with accessible healthcare solutions. Clean, NASDAQ CLNN management to present at H.C. Wainwright Investment Conference. Clean, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, will be presenting at the H.C. Wainwright 26th Annual Global Investment Conference on September 9, 2024, at 7 a.m. EST. The company is focused on treating neurodegenerative diseases like ALS and MS. Clean's management will also host one-by-one investor meetings. To view the webcast, visit the provided link. CNMAR is an investigational therapy aimed at improving neuronal function. For more information, visit Clean's website. Investor Brand Network is a financial news and content company used by public and private companies to enhance investor awareness. For full terms of use and disclaimers, visit IBN's website. Physical activity boosting resources support classroom performance. Physical activity is crucial for student health and well-being, especially as they return to school. The American Heart Association and the NFL are teaming up to offer resources through NFL Play 60 to help kids move more. The benefits of physical activity extend beyond just health, as active kids perform better in the classroom, have improved cognition, and overall better quality of life. Through initiatives like NFL Play 60 Fitness Break broadcasts, and the Daily Movement Moment Challenge, students can get active and win grants for physical activity equipment. The NFL and the American Heart Association have been promoting youth health since 2006 and are committed to inspiring kids to be active for at least 60 minutes a day. Learn more about these resources at heart.org/NFLPlay60. September 04, 2024, 09 a.m. Eastern. Dr. Ann Childress and Shane Schaffer, chairman and CEO of Singulate, recently discussed the biotechnology company's development of drugs for underserved conditions on Benzinga's All Access. Singulate's precision-timed release, PTR technology, allows a single pill to contain multiple doses, reducing pill burden for those with chronic conditions. The company plans to submit a new drug application within a year. For more information, visit Benzinga's website. Photo by Thought Catalog on Unsplash. Helping redefine medicine, Ajana Biosciences' path for FDA-approved plant medicines. Ajana Biosciences is on a mission to bring FDA-approved botanical drugs to the market, redefining medicine. With only 4 FDA-approved botanical drugs currently available, Ajana is pioneering the way for natural options. The company's CEO, Joel Stanley, emphasizes the importance of FDA approval in providing safe and effective treatment options for patients. By obtaining FDA approval, Ajana aims to increase physician advocacy and make botanical drugs a standard part of treatment options. With a strong research and development team, including experts from prestigious institutions, Ajana is poised to revolutionize the pharmaceutical industry. Investors have the opportunity to support this vision and help change the healthcare paradigm by investing in Ajana. Learn more on the WeFunder website.
IMD Companies Inc. subsidiary Rise LLC to expand product line with contracted telemedicine doctors. IMD Companies Inc. subsidiary Rise LLC has finalized the acquisition, paving the way for an expansion of its product line. New offerings will include in-demand products for hair loss, weight loss, and women's libido. Rise's growth has been impressive, with a 6x increase in sales order volume and 3x growth in online subscribers for its sexual health products. The company plans to introduce products for TRT, HRT, and hair growth by mid-September 2024, targeting verticals with projected growth rates of 8% or more. Additionally, Rees will launch its telemedicine platform in Canada between late September and early October 2024, providing pharmaceutical and medical practitioner solutions. The collaboration between Rees Health and IMD companies is expected to strengthen their position in the telemedicine and personal health care sectors. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.